2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
So the leaks are happening fast and furious right now, and those leaks are meant to make Donald Trump look bad. Let me give you an example. There's a new headline out that says, quote, Donald Trump had more than 300 classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Now, if you have a piece of paper, just to put this in perspective, or a report or anything that's written, and page one's classified, it's going to be the entire thing. So imagine how many pieces of paper it takes to get to 300 classified documents. It's not that many. If you think about loading up your printer, for example, with paper, it's usually a 500-page pieces of paper that you buy, right? And then you pull 250 out and you put them in your printer. And then you have the others. Now, they have turned this story into some sort of jackpot when in reality, it's probably not even close to that. But also, if you think about 300 pages, that could easily be 30 different stapled or binded pages, right? So 30 different things. But we want to count the whole number of pages to make it look worse, make it look like he broke some massive law. Now, the initial batch of documents, the article goes on to say this morning, which is breaking news, right? Retrieved by the National Archives from former President Donald Trump in January, they say, included more than 150 marked as classified, a number that ignited intense concern at the Justice Department and helped trigger the criminal investigation that led FBI agents to swoop into Mar-a-Lago this month seeking to recover more. Multiple people briefed on the matter have now leaked. In total, the government has recovered more than 300 documents with classified marks or markings from Mr. Trump since he left office. The people said the first batch of documents returned in January. Another set provided by Mr. Trump's aides to the Justice Department in June, and the material seized by the FBI in the search this month. Wait, hold on a second. I thought we weren't allowed to say seized. I thought we weren't supposed to be able to say the word raid. Remember when the semantics of the media saying it's unfair to call it a raid, it wasn't a raid, they didn't seize, this wasn't material seized by the FBI? Well, now they're using those words, right? Because they want to flip the story and make it look like Donald Trump is the worst person in the world. Now, the previously unreported volume of sensitive material found in the former president's possession in January helps explain, the liberal media says this morning, why the Justice Department moved so urgently to hunt down any further classified materials he might have. And the extent to which such a large number of highly sensitive documents remained at Mar-a-Lago for months, even as the department sought to return the return of all material that should have been left in government custody. When Mr. Trump left office, suggested to officials that the former president or his aides had been cavalier in handling it, not fully forthcoming with investigators or both. Now, that is the story that the media wants you to hear. But guess what? We have another story that totally contradicts the one that the media is talking about today. Now, before I continue on this, I got to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacy.com. PMinvestments.com. Sources have now come forward saying that the government, the GSA, are the ones that packed the boxes of documents that Trump brought to Mar-a-Lago, not Donald Trump's political staffers. Sources close to President Donald Trump have confirmed that the General Services Administration, also known as the GSA, packed the boxes of documents he took with him to Mar-a-Lago, not political staffers. Okay, so let's take that line, and now let's go back to the other article that the New York Times had out this morning, where everybody's pushing this story, where, and again, I'm going to read exactly from this liberal article this morning. When Mr. Trump left office, all right, well, hold on, let me go back even further. And the extent to which such a large number of highly sensitive documents remained at Mar-a-Lago for months, even as the department sought the return of all material that should have been left in government custody. When Mr. Trump left office, suggested to officials that the former president or his aides had been cavalier in handling it, not fully forthcoming with investigators or both. The specific nature, this article says, of the sensitive material that Mr. Trump took from the White House remains unclear. But the 15 boxes Mr. Trump turned over to the archives in January, nearly a year after he left office, including documents from the CIA, the National Security Agency, and the FBI spanning a variety of topics of national security interest, a person says, is the problem. Then they said, Mr. Trump went through the boxes himself in late 2021, according to multiple people briefed on his efforts before turning them over. The highly sensitive nature of some of the material in the boxes prompted archives officials to refer the matter to the DOJ, which within months had convened a grand jury investigation. Okay, let's go back to the other story here, right? Shortly after, the FBI raided a Mar-a-Lago this month, reportedly to reclaim documents Donald Trump had taken from the White House in January of 2021, One journalist announced that a source close to the former president confirmed the documents were boxed by government staffers in the General Services Administration, not Donald Trump's own staffers. These are outside people. A person very close to Donald Trump tells me it's indeed true. What's being bandied about Twitter, that he took all these documents, is a lie. The United States General Services officials, not Trump or anyone working for him in the White House, are the one that are the people that packed the boxes that the FBI took in Monday's raid. If that's true, it scrambles the omelet a bit, the reporter said on Twitter. On Monday, after Trump had formally requested an independent review of the documents seized by the FBI during the raid, a source close to the former president confirmed that the veracity of these claims that the GSA did indeed pack the documents prior to Donald Trump assuming the presidency. In fact, according to the New York Times, sources close to the investigation claim that the government had received more than 300 documents with classified markings since Donald Trump left office. New York Times had this. In total, the government has recovered more than 300 documents with classified markings from Mr. Trump. The first batch of documents returned in January, another seized by Mr. Trump's aides, another set provided by Mr. Trump's aides to the Justice Department in June, and the material seized by the FBI in the search this month. The exact nature of the documents remain unknown at this time, but the 150 documents returned by the president in January are reported to have information pertaining to the CIA, FBI, NSA, and a variety of other national security interests. Quote, highly sensitive nature of some of the material in the boxes prompted archives officials to refer the matter to the Justice Department, the Times exclusively reported. Aides to Mr. Trump turned over a few dozen additional sensitive documents during a visit to Mar-a-Lago by the Justice Department in early June. After the former president returned a second round of documents in June, the Department of Justice officials reportedly became concerned about the security of the documents still in his possession upon reviewing surveillance footage of a well-traveled corridor near the basement storage room where the documents were kept at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump has maintained that he and his legal team were cooperating with the DOJ up until the moment of the raid earlier this month. Somebody's lying here. That's the point of all this. Somebody's lying in a big way. In fact, there's new reports out that show, and documents that show, that apparently the Biden White House is involved in the Trump criminal probe.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
the
podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
New documents out show that the Biden White House is in fact involved in the Trump criminal probe. Yeah. Thought that wasn't the case, right? That's what they were saying a week ago. We know nothing. We don't know anything about this. We don't know a thing. President Joe Biden's White House was intimately involved in the Department of Justice criminal probe into former President Donald Trump, according to government documents reviewed now by Trust the News. Several correspondences between Trump's attorneys and members of the Biden administration now reveal that the federal government appeared poised to waive Trump's claim of executive privilege over documents that Trump kept at Mar-a-Lago until earlier this year. The new report comes out saying, quote, the memo shows then White House Deputy Counsel Jonathan Suh was engaged in conversations with the FBI, the DOJ, and the National Archives as early as April. So the White House lied to you when they said they knew nothing about the raid or the investigation or anything, right? They played, oh, we're just stupid. We know nothing. This is just law enforcement doing their thing. That's a lie. The White House Deputy Counsel, Jonathan Suh, was engaged in conversations with not just the FBI, but the DOJ and the National Archives as early as April. Shortly after, 15 boxes of classified and other materials were voluntarily returned to the Federal Historical Agency from Trump's Florida home. By May, apparently Suh conveyed to the archives that President Joe Biden would not object, quote unquote, to waiving his predecessor's claims to executive privilege, a decision that opened the door for the DOJ to get a grand jury to issue a subpoena compelling Trump to turn over any remaining materials he possessed, from his presidency. So let me just break that down. When you have if this is true, and I have no reason to believe it's not, the White House Deputy Counsel, Jonathan Suh, was engaged in all these conversations with everybody involved in this raid, the FBI, the DOJ, and the National Archives, as early as April. And then Suh conveyed to the archives that the President Joe Biden would, quote, not object to waiving his predecessor's claims to executive privilege. That was the moment they said go. That's immediately when the DOJ and the FBI said, now we get to do what we want to do, and that's going to go after criminally Donald Trump. That's when they went to a grand jury. That's when they said, let's get that subpoena. That's when they said, we're going to force Trump to turn over any remaining material, and then we're going to go in there and we're going to raid his home. Go back in time to May the 10th. A May the 10th letter from acting National Archivist. What a job. Deborah Wall to Trump's legal team confirmed the White House's involvement in the DOJ's probe against Donald Trump. On April the 11th of this year, the White House Counsel's Office affirming a request from the Department of Justice supported by an FBI letterhead memo formally transmitted a request that NARA provide the FBI access to the 15 boxes for its review within 7 days, with the possibility that the FBI might request copies of specific documents following its review of boxes. Hold on a second. Didn't the White House say they had no involvement in any of this? Isn't that what the White House kept saying over and over and over and over again? Isn't that the lie that they kept telling us? White House kept saying, we know nothing about this. Right? White House doesn't know anything about Mar-a-Lago. And White House and the FBI, we haven't been talking. White House, DOJ, we stay out of this. Because the documents are now showing the complete opposite of this. In fact, this leaked letter continues saying this. The counsel to the president has informed me. So this is the counsel to the president of the United States of America. So there's no way you can tell me now that Joe Biden didn't know this was happening. The counsel of the president has informed me that in light of the particular circumstances presented here, President Biden defers to my determination in consultation with the Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel regarding whether or not I should uphold the former president's purported protective assertion of executive privilege. I have therefore decided not to honor the former president's protective claim of privilege. Okay. So let's just, again, be clear about this. Documents show that the Biden White House was involved in the Trump criminal probe. In fact, if you want to get even more blunt about it, you could actually say that Donald Trump was hit directly, not indirectly, but directly, right? Was hit directly by the Biden administration. Joe Biden could have stopped this, and Joe Biden chose not to. Joe Biden could have said no, right? Joe Biden could have said, nah, we're not going to do this. Joe Biden could have said, no, we're going to let him have his executive privilege here. Joe Biden said, go criminal, let's go. Joe Biden's legal counsel had to talk to Joe Biden about all of this, because if he didn't talk to them about it, then they wouldn't have been able to send the letter that just said the president has reviewed this and has given me the authority to do what I think is best. That's the reality of this situation. So yet again, the Democratic Party is involved in all of this and the politics that come with it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I want to go back, and I want you to hear this White House's denial that they were not involved, that no one at the White House was involved. Her words, no one at the White House was given a heads up on the FBI Mar-a-Lago raid. Well, your FBI took the lead from the White House lawyers who said they checked with the president, Joe Biden, and said that the president had no problem with them basically saying, go after Trump. That's what your own emails say from your own White House. Listen to the White House press secretary ask this question. Not a trick question, by the way. Pretty simple one.
On a different topic, the FBI is serving a search warrant on the former president's residence in Florida. Was the president or anyone at the White House aware of that search warrant? Or has anyone at the White House or the president been briefed in the aftermath of that search warrant being executed?
No.
Anyone at the White House. So you're telling me that the same White House counsel that briefed the president on Donald Trump, and then the president, you're said in your own paperwork, approved the FBI and the DOJ and archives to go after criminally and get a grand jury to go after Donald Trump. You're telling me you guys weren't updated on this after the fact. Give me a break.
The president was not briefed, was not aware of it. No, no one at the White House was given a heads up. No, that did not happen.
So the White House counsel didn't get a heads up that the former president of the United States of America was going to be raided by the FBI? No one at the White House was given a heads up? That's what you're going with. White House press secretary also refused to deny that the White House is weaponizing the Justice Department, the FBI, political against political opponents. Listen to this.
Is there a concern here that if you guys don't say more, then these Republicans who are accusing this White House of weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI, are that's going to become the public sentiment. If you guys don't say once and for all, we are not doing that.
First of all, we're just not going to comment on the Department of Justice investigation.
Okay,
we're just not going to comment on that.
Is this White House weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
The president has been very clear from before he was elected, very clear on this. Hold on. Throughout his time in office.
I heard the quote. We will be playing the quote tonight at 6 o'clock. Is this administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
Peter, the president believes in the rule of law. The president believes in the independence of the Department of Justice. It's a yes or a no for you. I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question. I'm answering the question, and I'm telling you that we are not going to comment on a criminal investigation. The president has been very clear. I laid out what his thoughts were back on January 7th in 2021 about how he saw the Department of Justice. And I'm just going to leave it there. We're not going to comment from here, from this White House, on a criminal investigation that is currently happening.
I love it, right? We're not going to comment on a criminal investigation that's currently happening that we, by the way, said go for it. Let me also remind you that James Comey ordered FBI agents to interview General Flynn outside the standards of the White House protocol. Do you remember that? If you don't think these people play by a different set of rules, you're not paying attention. Let me take you back to 2018. James Comey, the FBI director, says he wouldn't have gotten away with sending FBI agents to the White House in any other administration, but the dumb Trump administration was so green and new, I thought I could get away with it.
You look at this White House now, and it's hard to imagine two FBI agents ending up in the sit room. How did that happen?
I sent them. something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration, the protocol, two men that all of us have perhaps increased appreciation for over the last 2 years. And in both of those administrations, there was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over.
Let's just send a couple guys over. That's the White House. That's what they do, folks. That's how they work. We do not interfere. We did not get briefed. That's what the White House press secretary said. We weren't given a heads up. No one at the White House had this heads up. The president didn't know that they were going to invade Mar-a-Lago, right? We didn't get briefed. We did not interfere. We didn't do anything with this raid. No one at the White House was given this heads up. Everybody calm down. We're not weaponizing the DOJ, right? None of this, right? We didn't know anything. Trust the FBI, right? Trust the FBI. That's one of the things they keep saying over and over again. Trust the FBI. Who is this FBI? Let's go back to Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Comey, and look at who they are and think about what they do. In fact, former CIA director Michael Hayden agreed with a journalist tweet this week labeling Republicans as dangerous. That's right. So you think there's not any bias there? Former CIA director Michael Hayden on Wednesday agreed with a British journalist's contention that Republicans are dangerous, right? They're dangerous than extremist groups and dictatorships around the world, that they're more dangerous. I've covered extremist and violent ideologies around the world over my career, tweeted Financial Times columnist Edward Luce. Have never come across a political force more dangerous and contemptible than today's Republicans. Nothing close. Among those who agreed with his contention was actually the former CIA director, Michael Hayden, who tweeted, "I agree, and I was a CIA director." Wow. An entrepreneur and self-declared former Trump supporter questioned the productivity of such a comment, noting that it would only reinforce the GOP's narrative of a partisan weaponized intelligence apparatus, saying respectfully, "What are you trying to accomplish with this message? I understand your concerns, but this type of message reinforces the prevailing GOP narrative of a partisan weaponized intelligence apparatus. Further, your message overstates the case. Do you truly believe the GOP is more contemptible than Al-Qaeda? Seriously, make that case. You also paint with too broad of a brush, and all Republicans are extremists. And Uncle MAGA is not the enemy. Tone it down," he went on to say. "Further, your message overstates the case. Do you truly believe the GOP is more contemptible than Al-Qaeda? In addition to the CIA director, National Security Agency director, Michael Hayden also serves as a national security contributor to CNN, and he's saying as a former CIA director, the Republican Party is more dangerous. More dangerous than Al-Qaeda. And he's the FBI director, or former CIA director, I should say. You understand, they're all in on this. Every one of them is in on this. All of them are a part of this. They all know about it. There is no way, as I said before, and I will stand by this and I'll say it again, there is no way that the White House didn't know about this raid. There is no way that the FBI didn't understand what was happening. There is no way that the White House and the president didn't understand what they were about to do. There's no way that there was this big of a disconnect. This is exactly why, by the way, Donald Trump sues to stall the FBI investigation, calls for a special master to review documents that have been seized from Mar-a-Lago. That's why President Trump filed that lawsuit this week, to call for a special master to be appointed to review the documents. "It is unreasonable," quote, "to allow the prosecutorial team to review them without meaningful safeguards," wrote attorneys for Donald Trump. "Short of returning the seized items to us, only a neutral review by a special master can protect the public interest, the great public interest, in preserving the confidentiality of conversations that take place in the president's performance of his official duties," they added. The motion was filed in Florida, also asked for more detailed accounting of the documents seized by the FBI. Remember the lies from the media a week ago? "Oh, they didn't take Donald Trump's passports." Wait, never mind, we did, right? Nora O'Donnell, remember her tweet that she put out from whatever news network she's with? Is it ABC, NBC? I get them all confused. They all suck. I don't watch them anymore. Nora O'Donnell, remember, she says they were not taken, and then she never corrected the tweet when she got busted lying. Trump also issued a scathing statement about the legal action and reiterated his former accusations that the search was politically motivated and illegal, saying this Mar-a-Lago break-in, search and seizure was illegal and unconstitutional, and we are taking all actions necessary to get the documents back, which we would have given to them without the necessity of this despicable raid of my home, so that I can give them to the National Archives until they are required for the future Donald J. Trump Presidential Library and Museum, Trump wrote in a statement. We are demanding the appointment of a special master to oversee the handling of the material taken in the raid. We are demanding that all items wrongfully taken from my home be immediately returned. The motion also accused the DOJ of going on a fishing expedition, a common claim by those defending the former president, because it makes sense. Aside from demonstrating this was an unlawful general search, it also suggests that the DOJ simply wanted the camel's nose under the tent so they could rummage for either politically helpful documents or support other efforts to thwart President Trump from running again, such as the January 6th investigation, Trump's attorneys wrote. I don't trust the deep state. I sure as hell don't trust these people that are telling me at the White House they knew nothing. I think they knew everything, and the documents are now showing that the president basically is the one that signed off on it. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people, and we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.